All right, story here from KMBZ.com. Pete Rose and shoeless Joe Jackson have been reinstated by Baseball Commissioner Rob Manfred today, making both eligible for the Sports Hall of Fame after their careers were tarnished by sports gambling scandals. Let's join Frank Bohl, who's on the KMZ hotline. Frank, good afternoon. Hello.
Hello.
Hello there, people. How are you today?
I'm good. Why did this take so long when a lot of people will say, I don't understand what the big deal was?
I think there's two different stories here. You have the shoeless Joe Jackson story and then you have the Pete Rose story.
Yeah.
Shoeless Joe, basically the entire group of the eight players, they were all acquitted in a court of law. Of course, they were acquitted in a court of law in Chicago with the Black Sox scandal, with Chicago White Sox. Fixed the World Series. They say they fixed the World Series. Shoeless Joe Jackson always contended he turned down $5,000 twice from the gambling people to throw the games. He actually had 12 hits in the World Series, more than anybody on either team. He batted .375 in the World Series and didn't commit any errors. And so if he was throwing a game, I'm not sure that was his deal, and they were all acquitted, but the commissioner banned them anyway, and so that was the way that ended. And I think he will eventually be elected to the Hall of Fame. Okay, it'll be, I think 2028 is the next time the old timers group, there's 16 of them, they vote on these players. We'll get together again, basically to vote. You need at least 12 to be elected to the Hall of Fame. So in Pete Rose's case, totally different story. He finally admitted after many years of lying that he bet on baseball, and not only bet on baseball, but he bet on his team while he was a manager and while he was playing. So that is forbidden by Major League Baseball in any way, shape, or form. I think Pete Rose will find it a more difficult road, despite the fact he was just an incredible player, that for him to get in. I mean, it's just going to be different for him.
But Frank, am I right to remember that Pete Rose, while he did bet on the Reds, always bet that the Reds would win?
That's what he said.
Okay, fair point.
Yeah.
How do you believe him?
Right.
I don't know.
He lied all those years. And then if you look at, you could then go scrutinize it by when he's a manager, okay, and say he bet the Reds to win by a run, okay, he'd put in his best relief pitcher as a stopper to make sure of the run. If he bet the Reds were going to win by, more or less, he could have put in a better or a lesser player into a position to influence the baseball game.
Got it.
That's a fair point.
So he had that control over those guys.
But the case with Joe Jackson is so blatantly obvious that he did not bet or accept a bribe. I mean, if he's batting with 12 hits, .375 average, zero errors, if he was truly playing for the Sox to lose, he would have committed errors. He never would have batted .375.
Right. Now, the only controversy there, Scott, is this. The Reds hit 9 triples in that World Series, okay? 3 of them were towards Jackson in left field. So they're thinking, did he slow play the ball? Did he let it get by them, without getting his glove on it? Since we can't see it, because it was so long ago and was not on television for all practical purposes. They have newsreels, I think, probably of parts of it. But if you can't really see it, you can't really tell. But I sincerely believe Joe Jackson, Shoeless Joe, is innocent. Pete Rose, obviously, guilty as charged.
It's interesting. One of the quotes I'm reading from the decision makers here, it says, obviously a person no longer with us cannot represent a threat to the integrity of the game. Did Pete Rose in his later years in life represent a threat to the integrity of the game in his 80s or however old he was when he died?
No, but it's just the idea of he did it in the modern age for all practical purposes. And I think that is a bigger contention here. He didn't do anything. He did always show up in Cooperstown. He was always there signing autographs, signing pictures. He had a lot of financial trouble later in life. And he was always there trying to make money one way or the other. And finally, when he admitted that he did it, he was signing things that said, yeah, I lied.
You know what
I mean? Just, I mean, it's just, it's sort of dirty.
It was tawdry, yes.
Yeah, it was tawdry. It was just, it wasn't a good thing. And to me, look, he was the greatest hitter probably of all time. He, he has all those 3,000 or 4,256 hits, 3-time World Series champ, 17-time All-Star, most games played, most at bats ever. I mean, he obviously on the field, he did he would have been a first ballot Hall of Famer, no question. But what he did afterwards all encompasses of who you are as far as Major League Baseball is concerned. And I think that's the big question.
But if the Hall of Fame is legitimate, shouldn't you be judged for what you did on the field?
We've talked about this with
O.J. Simpson.
Right. Well, here's the guy. Ty Cobb was a terrible person.
He was a horrible human being.
He's a horrible, racist, terrible guy. Tried to spike guys all the time. Came in high with his feet to second base when he was stealing bases, try to cut people with his steel spikes. I mean, he was a horrible guy. There were other guys off the field, you know. You read Ball 4 by Jim Bouton. He talks about Mickey Mantle and players like that that are idolized as far as, baseball is concerned. And, off the field stuff, they were all doing stuff. Okay, they were all doing stuff. But they weren't betting on the games. It didn't impact on what was happening on the baseball field, where Shoeless Joe Jackson and the Black Sox scandal, they were all accused of that. I don't think Joe did it, but now he's been reinstated. But Pete Rose was betting on baseball games and not just his own games. He was betting on other games. He was betting on his own team.
Yeah.
I mean, that is really, I think that's enough to keep you out of the Hall of Fame. That's just me. Okay, and I think there's other Major League Baseball players that feel the same way. And then, I'm sorry, there are other Hall of Famers who feel the same way. But I think there's a lot of other Hall of Famers who are probably on Pete Rose's side a little bit, just saying, hey, it's been long enough. Pete suffered enough.
And he's dead. Like, if you were going to, Frank, if you were going to do it, do it while he was alive. At this point, why?
Yeah, well, he died, and that's, so now they're, I think they, a lot of them maybe feel sorry for him or his family or something. But I really don't think, after giving a lot of thought, and even lately I've given a lot of thought, George Brett and I talk about this a lot. But
name dropper.
To just thinking about, name drop, absolutely. George Brett, Tom Watson, who else can I name here? I got all kinds of guys. So it's just one of those deals. We talk about it.
Is it also, also like a cautionary tale for the athletes of today that, like, just so you know, if you even think about doing this with all of the sports gambling that's now legal, if you even think about doing this, you don't want to be the Pete Rose of your sport.
No, exactly. You don't. And look, there's enough stuff to bet on, right?
Right.
If you're a professional football player, you can bet on college football. You can bet on baseball playoffs. You can bet on the NBA. You can bet on college basketball. You just can't bet on professional football. Okay. So that's banned for you. If you're a baseball player now these days, because gambling is legal, you can bet on professional football and college football and college basketball and whatever else you want to gamble on, except you can't bet on your sport. So that just makes sense to me.
Frank Bull, always appreciate your time. Thank you for it, my friend.
Anytime.
All right, be well.
Be well.
All right, quick break. Sam Stevie III. She is Dana Wright. My name is Scott Parks here on KMBZ.